Hello children, how are you? I hope you are all happy and healthy and had a wonderful Christmas. Today, it is time to listen to a new adventure as we get ready to welcome the new year 2023. And in 2023, your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara, will continue to bring to you many stories to cheer you up and help you learn new things. I hope you continue to enjoy this journey of stories and share your thoughts and ideas with me. And so, without further ado, let us start. Priyank woke up with a smile on his lips. The day he had been waiting for was finally here. The first day of his winter break. The day had started brilliantly with Priyank and his parents getting ready to leave on their New Year vacation. They had planned to travel to a remote hill station in the Himalayan range and were looking forward to a week of trekking, skiing and making snowmen and snow angels. But after they landed at the tiny airport, things had started going wrong. The hotel they were supposed to stay at was on the top of a hill some 30 kilometers away from the airport. Unfortunately, after waiting for 2 hours, they realized that the taxi they had booked was not going to turn up to pick them up. It had broken down somewhere along the way. When they started searching for other cabs, there were unfortunately none in sight. After all, this was not a big city where you could find cabs and Ubers easily. It was almost 3 p.m. and it would grow dark in less than 2 hours now. And so, the little family walked out of the airport and towards the closest town, hoping to come across someone who could help them. And finally, they did. A rickety bus that was passing by came to a halt with a grinding sound of brakes. It carried just 3 passengers along with the driver and the conductor. They were all local villagers who happily agreed to give the little family a ride right up to the base of the hill on top of which their hotel was located. The roads were winding and snaked all over the hills. There were a few really sharp turns where one or more wheels of the bus went over the edge of the road. But the local seemed quite calm about it, and Priyank also tried to maintain a cheerful face even though his heart was pounding. The sun had started sinking over the horizon and the driver dropped off the 3 villagers who were traveling on the bus. Now it was just Priyank and his parents. The bus driver and conductor were kind enough to drop them as close to their hotel as possible, even though it was quite a detour for them. The family had to trek up the hill via a shortcut through the forest to reach their hotel. Fortunately, they had packed sensibly and only had 2 wheeled bags which could be dragged as they walked. Priyank's parents carried 1 each while Priyank carried his own backpack. His father led the way, followed by Priyank in the middle and with his mother bringing up the rear. It was supposed to be a short trek of about 30 minutes, but for the tired travelers, it seemed to go on and on. Also, they had only 1 phone left among them because the batteries of the others had drained. And so, only Priyank's father used the phone's flashlight to see the way while the rest of them followed in his footsteps. They had been walking for about 10 minutes and were quite deep in the forest when Priyank's mother let out a loud cry and fell heavily to the floor. She had tangled her foot in some roots and tripped, hurting her ankle badly. She tried to put on a brave face, but the moment she tried to get up, her foot gave way and she crumpled to the forest floor again. As the family sat huddled together, they were faced with a tough choice. It was clearly impossible for Priyank's mother to walk, but they couldn't stay in the forest either. Their phone flashlight would run out of power soon plunging them all into darkness. Finally, it was decided that Priyank would go ahead to the hotel and return with help. His parents would sit together and wait in the darkness and protect each other until he returned. Priyank set off. It was very dark and Priyank was scared. He was more scared than he had ever been in his whole life. He had never been in such a dangerous situation before and didn't know what to do. But he also knew that his parents were counting on him, and so Priyank walked up the narrow forest path, carefully pointing the flashlight ahead so that he did not trip and fall. The young boy kept walking as fast as he could, trying to ignore the rustling of the trees and the thousands of small sounds of the forest around him. He had been moving steadily up the slope and finally came to a rest half an hour later. He should have reached the hotel by now, but Priyank couldn't see a single light yet. This was very strange. Had he wandered off the path by mistake and was lost now? Even the thought terrified him. He decided to keep going. After all, he didn't really have any other choice. He must have walked for another 5 minutes when the battery of the mobile phone finally ran out and Priyank was plunged into darkness. There was hardly any moonlight to navigate by and the path was almost flat here. So he had no way of knowing which way would head up again. All Priyank knew was that the hotel was in the north. But how could he navigate north in the night, with no sun to guide him and where he could hardly even see the stars? Just then, his right foot landed in a puddle of water that had a number of dried leaves floating on it. And this gave Priyank an idea. The young boy remembered his physics class, where his teacher had spoken about the practical aspects of magnets and magnetism. Priyank set his backpack down and took out a needle from his emergency sewing kit. He rubbed its tip vigorously at least 100 times along the magnetic clasp of his backpack and then placed it gently on a floating leaf. At first, nothing happened and Priyank thought that his experiment had failed. But slowly, the leaf started turning until the magnetized needle tip was facing north. Priyank let out a whoop of joy and carefully picked up the leaf with the magnetized needle and set off. Twice, he got lost again and veered off the track. But each time, he poured some water from his bottle into a crevice or a hole in the ground and put the needle and the leaf down on it gently until the needle tip pointed north. Finally, after another 10-25 minutes, Priyank came out of the forest and landed back on a proper trail. The hotel compound lay right in front of him. Priyank had made it. He quickly rushed inside and explained the situation to the hotel manager, who immediately sent out a search team armed with a stretcher to look for his parents. Within the next hour, they were all back safe and sound at the hotel and cozily tucked up in their beds. The hotel manager later told Priyank that he had veered off the track very badly and could have been dangerously lost in the forest if he hadn't figured out how to navigate his way. His parents told him that they were extremely proud of him and promised to buy him a proper compass so that he could continue to go on many treks and have many adventures in future. The next morning, his mother was much better and asked Priyank what he wanted to do for his first day of the vacation. Without a second thought, the young boy said, "Trekking!" And they all burst out laughing. The small family had a lovely vacation and enjoy their time surrounded by beautiful mist-covered peaks and lush green forests. On New Year's Eve, they had a bonfire in the open grounds and ate some delicious food. It was perfect. And that brings us to the end of the story, children. I hope that all of you also have a wonderful New Year celebration. It is important to remember what we learn and even more important to understand how we can use what we learn so that it helps us in real life. Just like Priyank, why don't you also learn how to make your very own compass? That way, you will never get lost. And on that happy note, I take your leave with this last story of 2022 and I will see you in the new year with a brand new story. Until then, be good, be cheerful, and have a happy new year.